How dare you are born again and again? You are in the shloka. Always you are born and suffer and enjoy and complain and you cannot want food or take it. Action can be done. It is shown in Gita. Punya karma. Ask his sanctity. But he has done. He can reach the loka. All in that auspicious action. That is the entire story. That is Svargaloka. In Svargaloka, those who perform austerity or act auspicious activity, that will bring them to Svargaloka. And out of them, 1,000 one have a lift to go to next to Mahaloka. Out of them, there will be one. Out of 1,000, Mahaloka, Svargaloka, Mahaloka, Svargaloka, Svargaloka. And out of them, 1,000 more places. Svargaloka, Svargaloka, and again, if they do anything, they can go further. Then they will go to Svargaloka and the place of Paramatma. It is not a joke that you can have high jump. No high jump. You cannot reach it by aeroplane or buses. You cannot reach. And now, to reach that place, discipline way, is only to repeat Nama. Because it is told Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kamau Nas, Kleva Nas, Kleva Nas, Kleva Gatira Nata. Then Kami Jigam, there is no other way except Nama Krishna. Repetition of Nama. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, three times. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. You go. You wait? Yes. Go. The village may tell you that to go. That means force is applied to that world. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. No other thing. No other thing. Because in Kali Yuga, there are four Yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. In this millennium, it is prescribed that Harinama is only the religion. Kaler Dosani Dheeradam Asti Eko Mahan, and Kali is full of vices. Only virtue is that Nama, one who repeats that Nama, is virtuous. And he, one who is in the vicious circle, all the vices, he will accept, he will do, and he will suffer. It is in Kleta Yuga, Satya Yuga, that millennium, they want to have penance. The seat without any movement of the body and the limbs and organs. And sitting, no, you cannot sit very minute without without movement. Can you? No. Body is removing, eyes are removing, hands are removing. Something evil. Nahi kachit kharnapi jato jitchat kakarma. You cannot stay even a second without action. Just simple. Reflection on some stuff. That is yoga. Asana, pranayama, dhyana, dharana, nididhasana, and samadhi. That yoga. But what is the result of that yoga? Sitta vritti nirodha. It will have its hold and can control my mind. And that state will give me siddhi. That siddhi, there are so many. So now, if we follow that method, encourage yoga, you cannot succeed. Either you cannot succeed arsana, puja also. You cannot succeed in performing homa or yajna. Now you are performing homa. You must see how you are performing. Very difficult. In Kali Yuga, it is the simplest way, licensing. If you repeat Namam in Kali Yuga, you will definitely reach. This is license. All people born in Kali have this license. They can repeat Namam and reach. They need not do other practice. They cannot be benefited by practicing other. Only there is only monks. They must do monks. In the command of all our literature, all our scriptures. They dictate that in God you have to repeat Nama. No other way. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevala, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama. Only. Nothing else. Harinama. What is that Harinama? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Simple. It doesn't require money, doesn't require your physical strength, doesn't require perception, and doesn't require your austerity. Yeah, only simply talking the name, repeating the name, while sitting, while walking, while taking bath, while eating food, or doing any other business. You can apply your tongue in repetition, and that repetition will bring you perfection. You will become perfect. So you have to do this knowledge. You have to do this meditation. And how to do Ramakrishna? You should possess no desire. You must be free from desire. Free from desire. Any desire. In Bhagavatam, it is told, there was a harlot. She was having this business, young, beautiful woman, and selling her body to rich people, her money. And one day, rich fellow has promised that I will come today. So he, small offerings have come. He doesn't accept the small offerings because he had a desire, ambition, that if that rich man comes, he will give you more money. Expecting that more money. The sleepless night, she spent. Throughout the night, people sitting at the gate, coming, going inside, coming out. But so many offerings come, you see the difference. And at last it was 4 o'clock. Then we put the system. What is it? What for? Asahi paramam dukkham nairagya param dukkham. Asahi, so ambition, a desire, I don't desire. It is only desire, nothing I could get. Only throughout the night, sleepless night, I could get nothing except repentance. Now he said, today onwards, I will give up this desire and surrender and serve God. How this repentance had come to you? They say, Dattatreya, the great rishi, the incarnation of Lord. Now one day, when she was opening the door, on the veranda, this great rishi was sitting. He was very much astonished. And immediately went inside and brought some water. Sir, please, what you want? But he never talked. He has one son from the life, he replied eventually. That offering itself has become now the main instrument through which this thought of dependence has come to him. He has not had dependence till now. So much money is accumulated, there are millions. Now, when the repentance has come, he said, why should I spend my time? For useless purpose. For people, I have got my Lord and me. If there is a Guru, I forgot him. Now he worships me in the Lord. How can he satisfy me? He may have been a Lord. This is the teaching to all. That for unnecessary demands, unhelpful demands, we should not forget in our heart and mind. We should not asa, aim, or asa on a desire, asa or ambition. More desire and ambition. Though she has sufficient money, sufficient wealth, she can be happy. Now, no, she wants more and more. So she was denied. There are so many people, so many problems there may be, but she wants more. Asahi paramam dukkham. One should not have this desire, and we must give up desire. Desire for health, desire for woman, desire for man, desire for house, desire for marriage, desire for husband, children, desire for physical strength, everything. Except Lord Krishna. If you desire Lord Krishna and He blesses you, all these things will be. Will be with you easily. Lord of them. Sudama. Sudama. Friend of Lord Krishna. He was the classmate of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna, went to Dwarka, they were brother friends, classmates and friends. Dandipani gone there. Sudama, the married life. But Sudama no wealth. He is suffering. Children suffering, wife suffering. Then wife one day told her husband, How can we serve you, Master? No article, no food. You bring food. We can cook and do your master. We will do your service. But no articles in the land. Nothing is there. How can we serve? Let's remind me to the friend. Was in school break, classmate. Now here in America, now he left me. You go there. Once he goes there, then he said, all right, I will definitely go. He's my classmate. I have forgotten you. Because, though he was repeating Ramam daily, but I have no idea of going there. Because we are poor. How can we go there with empty hands? So I was not attempting money. Now you have reminded me, I will go. But how can I go without anything? Yes, it's just an article. So he said, we are poor, nothing. Only parsley rice, said Bakri. The neighbors had brought me to Barcelona. But very little. Driving a piece of cloth and place it here. And what? He has no cloth. He is going to Buckingham Palace. Dharaka, only a bitch kaupina, only a piece of cloth covering his organ. That's all. And what? Seven gates, Sikras. Seven gates. Nobody asks, where are you going? Have you got any permission? Let her see. Nobody asks. Because everybody knows that is the devotee. In Dwaraka, all are not ignorant. Nobody is ignorant. All the good consciousness. There is good consciousness everywhere. Now, they are causing. Nobody is causing on the gate. Seven gates cross, enter into another department. Another apartment where Krishna is with Rukmini. There also he entered. When he entered that Krishna saw his classmate had come. Then he left Rukmini and came running to his friend and carried him on his shoulder. But he was a small body. Now he can carry him, but placed him on the throne. And now there was some arati. And first thing, they brought water and washed his feet. Krishna, the Lord, Supreme Lord, washed the feet of Sudha. And after washing, they performed arati. Then they must have some fruits and something. Take God, give it, take it. No, after that, food was given. And at night, Sudha. And Krishna told Sudama, my friend, do you remember? Well, school, where we are studying now. And one day, the Guru Mother asked us to pick a few from the forest. So, Then you walk the path. Krishna, Sunama, went to the tracks, to the forest in the evening. They cut wood, dry wood, and make a bundle. One bundle, Krishna, and one bundle, Sunama, carrying it on the head. They were coming, returning, heavy rain, very torch. They are not able to see really. It is in the dark, no light, darkness has come, water, everywhere it is. And new cross around water is that. So they do not know the path, that all water. That can go so, in the slow and flat, mentally in the desert, floated away. So they were carrying, carrying it. And right, throughout the night there we were standing in the forest with one shoulder, on my shoulder, I put my hand to the other shoulder, and his luggage, our power hands, two buttons. So we spent the whole night, and in the morning, the Guru saw the body, asked his wife, why did you send boys throughout the night? He said, lady, they are not suffering. They are not suffering. I will suffer. So every morning he got up and went and waiting and waiting. After the kind of sunlight, the starboard boy with their bundles and each bundle in their head, and Guru said, oh, you have not been just service to me. How can I repay your service? Because your wife wanted wealth. I give the result. This same one. Now they have written them. And Gurudeva blessed them. Then whatever you have carried these 14 or 15 days, education is complete. That Vedas, all Vedas and Upanishads and Dharmasastras and Puranas, all the knowledge of all this, the full knowledge will be of yours. I bless you. You need not continue your studies here. You have to take now, he was happy and he was returning home. And he reached his village. He saw no hut, now a palatial building. His wife had gone and come to deceive him by so many attendants. They are full of gold and ornaments. Then he had very stubborn cottage, very stubborn cottage. No cottage. Oh, now he is to his side. Lord, Krishna, great. So you never forget Rama. Lord Krishna, bless you well. But he tells me, thinking, you are not given, you have even $1. I say, now my wife will ask, what is that service? Then what will be my reply? I will say, Krishna has given them. I can't, that will be all for my food. If I Krishna will give me wealth, I will forget. It's better that you are not giving me wealth. So with that satisfaction, he has come. Now the disciple has said, great, now he said, Krishna. So, if Krishna is satisfied through our nama, or our activities, our mind, he knows our mind, he knows the mind of everybody. Now, if we can succeed in this surrender, then we must remember whether Lord Krishna blesses me with wealth or not. There is a my friend of Srena Bhagavad Gita. Oh Lord, you can bless me. But Sati says, I am not demanding blessing from you. Because I have done such action that punishment is wanted for me. So I have not done anything desirable service to you. I have committed number of sins. That sin should be the one. You are not rewarded, should be punished. I should be punished. I am ready to accept the punishment. There is a my kind of Srena Bhagavad Gita. You are the helper of the helpless. So, you can help me. Or, you will see that I have committed so many wrongs and sins, you can punish me. There is none to whom I approach, just like the result issued by one court can be changed in the next court, in the Supreme Court. It will be cancelled in the Supreme Court and violated. Supreme power, yes. That's like the Supreme Court. Whatever the decision comes from the Supreme Court is the power. Everybody must follow it. It did not go beyond the Supreme Court. There is no court. So you are the Supreme Court. So Lord, whatever you decide for me, that's my actions. And you please bless me or punish me. I am ready to accept your blessing and blessing. So surrender means you should not have an ambition. When anybody comes to the temple, what for? Worshipping the Lord, he doesn't want the Lord's blessings. He wants the Lord's blessing only, all his desire to fulfill his desire. You please bless me to fulfill my desires. No, Lord is not our servant. He can fulfill your desires or he can punish. Marami Rakhavi Joichat Maharaj. Whether you protect me or whether you kill me, you have got whole power. I depend upon you. You are my soul savior. You are my protector. If you doesn't save me and kill me, yes, I must think that because I have done such actions. In past birth, I have to suffer. I will suffer. So your blessings, both in your blessings, one side is happiness, one side is unhappy. If I suffer, I must conclude that I suffer due to my actions. And if, though I have committed so many wrongs, if the Lord now blesses me, then will excuse me, all my sins will be excused. So, it is all His blessings. Man is always committing sin, yet protected by God. Who is protected? is protected, he is powerful, he is more powerful. They can do and do. They can make and can break. We cannot make, we cannot break. We cannot do. We always a sincere devotee who has surrendered. The Lord will change it in our Lord's presence. That may come as He likes it. But I have to accept it. And I am anxious to get His mercy. Yes. Now He has given me suffering. It is also His blessing. That suffering, according to my past birth, I have to suffer. Then what the Lord has meant to me? Yes. After the suffering, you will be placed in a rank where from you will go upwards, not downwards. Suffering also is a... Yes, Sevanmukhi. Everybody, one is to service, one to surrender. The ascending and descending process, there are two methods of reaching the Supreme God. One is ascending and one is descending. What is ascending? Ascending is that I am helpless. I am helpless. I am a most sinner. I am unfortunate. I could not able to do this service of the Lord. Nor I could remember Him. Nor I could repeat His prayers and offer my prayers and repeat His nama. And now I think myself. Selfishness. I want to be happy. Financially, physically, mentally, and all through this, I want to be happy. I cannot be happy unless I am free from the influence of Maya. What is that Maya? Whatever I have done in my previous life, now it is guiding me. I want to go this way. You can have a desire, but you cannot fulfill it. The next moment, some idea will come, why now? You will go up here. Now afterwards, you forgot it. So, one can be desireless, free from all desire. That is surrender. We have to surrender. You do śravana, kirtana, vishnu, marana, pādhasevana, asana, vandana, dasya, tasya-mātmandeta. Iti gunsārpita vishnu. We have to surrender. I must surrender at the feet of the Lord. Then I must be free. Nine methods of devotion. Śravana, hearing, listening, repeating, and all others. So now we do Darbar sometimes unwillingly, sometimes we think that it is my duty, and sometimes through some pressure, but it is not. But those now, that sort of repetition should be included in sarasa. Then in sarasa, that according to surrender, that submission comes to him, that prayer comes to him, that repetition of nama comes to him. Then I see so many activities through which only I am punished, I am not rewarded, I am in a helpless state. Unless you can pray the Lord, what is the prayer? What is the meaning of prayer? Good Kirtana, you see, all things of Narottama, Kirtana, all those are devotees, all the famous sadhus, and other so many other devotees. Death, surrender. Narottam Raste Janava Achare Pran Tishu Jalavira Narottam Raste Anu Najava Shukhya. This Narottam Raste, why he is surviving? Why not he should die? Why? Because Nahiya Samsari Manushya Janma they could obtain this human part. Krishna Nabhajana Dukkha Kahiva Kari. I could not be able to offer my prayer to the Lord. I am unhappy. Why should I be in this unhappy state? Let me die. Because I could not serve the Lord. I could not pray my Lord. I could not receive the blessings of the Lord, I could not serve. This is the surrender. Surrender, surrender, six types of surrender. One is, we have to do action which is convenient, favorable to devotion. Anupurya Sangalpa, Pratikunda Vivarana, which is action which are not favorable to devotion, we must give it up. And Raksha Chajiti Vishyasa, Lord Krishna will save me with full faith. He is my protector. He is my savior. He is my protection. I have complete belief in him. Then, Atma Nishtha, I will help. I will serve. Karma, I cannot serve you as I know. I surrender. I could not be able to surrender. No one surrender. That is just a month perfectly surrender. Then Parikshit Maharaj, then he was blessed by that boy of Sindhi, whose name was Sindhi. He was blessed by the boy. Because Parikshit Maharaj, when he went to the forest,
I'm not going to be able to do it.
शरणागति कम्प्लीट सर्व शरणागति हे जहाँ प्रार्थना शुणे श्री नंदर इज कम्प्लीट प्रेयर will reply also you get it. But now I am not servant because I always I and mine who are you are the one and this is a particular place or particular place or particular religion or particular class. Next is aham mama. This is mine. I am a person. I am different from others. I am separate from others. But a devotee should think, no, I am one with God. Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the whole universe. The beasts and birds and the creatures and man and the woman, all of must have one time. Can you be able to visualize it? Unless you should consider that I am a member of the Vaikuntha, this is the Vaikuntha. The one sense is the Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Goloka. Goloka. The perverted reflection of Goloka is well perverted. Now head with up and the legs are down. They will go and see the image in water. Just eat deep water and see the image. Your legs are up and head down. You see the actual reflection of this world. But in this world, everybody wants to enjoy. Everyone is selfish. Even the bird is selfish. The beast is selfish. Man is selfish. All are selfish. Some is a selfless. Everybody. If you throw some food, the crows will come and pick up. It will never end up under winter. Not only beasts and birds, human beings are all fortunate. Now we have to be free from the influence of Maya. But how can you be free from the influence of Maya? You have to offer prayers. There are so many prayers. Oh Lord, I have no action. All never did any good deed. Never gave anything on charity. Not. I am harming everybody. Everyone I have. I'm not tired. I am always anxious to earn more money. How can I earn money? Money plus too much money is a woman. Then untrue. Then I have to speak untrue. Then I will have my desires, ambition, growth. And everybody has seen that not as a friend, as a foe. So, the root cause of this is I of this body, not mine. Mind says I. but actually I am different. I am Atman. Because unless Atman is this body, you cannot see, you cannot hear. The moment you feel this body, well, body is a dead body. The body is all right. If after death, you will find nothing different. No difference. And then, who dies? That body will be burned to ashes. And burning this body or something spiritual, that is anything, energy, life. Atma. That Atma is not visible. But you can know that in experience. You can know that Atma is there. Because the same person was talking. All the limbs and organs are quite perfect. But we have no sense. They cannot talk. They cannot hear. We cannot walk. So what is the difference? The same eyes, same ear, the far from the sun, jolting, father. Father needs to respond only a minute earlier. Father used to start, far, and his father cannot hear. And after another 2 minutes, he comes and asks, Father, where is Father? Who is the Father? But direct early, the Father was responding. Now, there is a tension. So what is the real Father? Who will reply? Your question, Father is not there. Who is that Father? Not this body. Who will get that body? Buried in the ground. Or the fire, man. Destroyed. The body will be destroyed. The body is born. This body is born. How much? Now it grew. Now it has become 6 feet high, 6.5 feet high, 7 feet high. And gradually it will decay. Like a wave. The wave rises. It will be 15 feet high. Right. They are going to disappear. Only where? There is no way. This body also like that. It was born 4 inches. Now it has grown 6 feet, more than 6 feet. And after 1 second, it will disappear. It will disappear. There is no body. They will bury it. Or it will become ash. You bury. But what bury? This Atma bury? No. How the body grows? Body was only 4 inches. Now it has grown to 6.5 inches. What made him grow? Not food. Not food. Taking food, if you eat food, food also must be digested. And after digestion, it is converted into blood. And that will allow and help all other bones and muscles grow. But only bones, you say, eyes, ears, these are all dull. They have no spirit in it. Atma enters the body according to the teachings of Kapila. Kapila served a boy of 7 years. He was teaching his mother, Devahuti. And he says, mother, the fact whom that his father loves so much, look at that liquid gradually will be hard and it will like a fruit and it will grow. It is burning, will grow its hands and its legs, the fingers, all the dogs. But don't talk that there's only eyes, nose, and mouth, and tongue, all this. Good. After 7 months, it was there, complete. The formation of the body is complete. Now, it doesn't move. And when the life enters into it, the Atma enters into it, then it will move. It will move. And after 2 months or 3 months, it will come out. Yet, one fortunate soul here, they will be praying the Lord. Mother, they will pray the Lord, why have you brought me and put me in this case? I am all round the latrine, all round the latrine. If I cry, mother cannot. It is a small insect. To bite me, I cry, but she cannot know this. So in this hell, this is hell, I am suffering. Hell. God is great blessing. So I will never come to that this room again. Never, never. But and just a soul, develop the soul that has such happiness, such prayers. And really almost all these souls, they have to suffer. And when they come out, they are in touch with the mother. They have given the energy of the mother and bring them up. They are grown. I will never forget you, I will remember you. Only fortunate souls only can offer the prayer. You, all of us, they see. But anyhow, you should know that Atma is different from this material body. It is so very easy. Bhumaram Jovanam Jara Tata Dhyantara Prapti Dhira Tatra Namuyat. This body will be traveling always. Body is traveling. Always. It is growing and it is visible and not visible. It is not visible. Ajanta Nidhi Tatra 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 we are having this body, then only since your birth, since your birth, you are born, how many years have? Since then, your body is there. But prior to that, your body is not there, but you may be there. You may be there. How? A different body. Not this body, it's a different body. That body died. Now you left that body and entered into this body, and now you are enjoying the past karma, and the suffering are enjoying heaven, heaven, according to your purva prarabdha. Now you have to control your prarabdha, and it is very difficult to control the prarabdha. You are performing a penance, or performing yoga, or performing reading scriptures, or traveling sacred places. You cannot control. The only thing is, you can surrender to the Lord, but I am helpless. I cannot do anything. I have no health. I cannot travel. I have no strength. I cannot walk. I cannot perform my prayers legally. I cannot perform yoga. Now you are blessed. Lord is blessed. When he offers his prayers, this is our prayer. Offers his prayers, the Lord will help. Lord will help you. And look in secrets and the help of the Lord. If once he travels to that part, he will never come back again. Now, this world, he will go to that world, Goloka, the perfect world, and the reflection of that world is this land. Here, all the jivas are there. In Goloka, all the human beings, beasts and birds, whatever we see in this world, even the serpents, the scorpions, all are there. But they are happy. There are no enmity between them. Here, enmity everywhere. One has number of enemies. And he had an enemy. There is no one without any. So, one should now to be off from all these sufferings, to dedicate himself to the Lord, because the simplest way and surest way is to dedicate. I dedicate, I surrender. Sarva-dharmān parityajyam ānekam sarva-purvā. My friend, Arjuna, you give up all the religions you practice. There are no many religions, no use following the religions. Listen to one, at Lord Krishna. Whether you surrender to Rama, yes, Rama also will take you, lead you to Krishna. At Lord. These are the planets. This is one planet, material planet called Bhūloka. Above it, Bhuvarloka. Above it, Svarloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Sapaloka, Saptaloka. And then Brahmaloka, then Vaikuntha, then Goloka. So if you reach Vaikuntha, you get not come back. We always have. It is like a magnet. If the iron beam is nearer to the magnet, it will attract and attract them. So if we are nearer to the Lord and have not reached the Lord, the distance between us, the Lord and myself, will be shorter. and he will attract. We will give any attract the Satan lips. And the number of stories are there. Which story one to go in that first day? Then this lift will go and drop you there. Here also, according to your karma, at the time of death, according to your activity, one can go to Bhuloka, one can go to Mahaloka, Janaloka, one can go to Amora, Kandala. So, according to his action, according to his function, now you are so good. But you must be most fortunate to go to Vaikuntha, because from that loka you will never come back. You will come back only from Brahma loka, Satya loka. A Brahma bhavana loka punalavartino arjuna tam virchatikunteyo punarjanma. It is very, it is true, it is real. A Brahma bhavana loka, Brahma loka is Satya loka. If you go to Satya loka, you have to come down again. If you go beyond Satya loka, you will come down. Jagdatra, Jagdatra, Manivarsana, you will never come. You must go there. So we must try our best. Never best to reach there. But here, while we proceed, we have so many hurdles. What is that hurdle? Bhuloka. In Bhuloka only we can have a higher birth, a rich birth, or intelligence. How we can go on? And after practicing there also, we will go to higher loka, Bhuvan loka, Vishnu loka. And then we go to